Welcome back, everyone. We are in our series called Let's Talk Marriage. And today we're going to be looking at the role of the husband. Lesson number 6, the biblical role of the husband. So let me pull up our notes and we'll get started. We've already talked about the importance of roles in marriage. We've talked about what they are, why they're important. Now we're going to dig into the specifics. And today we're going to start with talking about the role of the husband. Let's begin like this. Are you on the right bus? And are you on the right seat in the bus? I don't know if you've ever heard that analogy, but this analogy is something that we used to use a lot. And we talked about it a lot when I worked in sales. Several years ago, I managed a sales team for a large organization. And as a manager, part of my job was to help my salespeople be successful. From time to time, there would be someone hired into the organization that just didn't fit. And I had one such person on my team. This person was a tremendous individual with impeccable character. They worked with integrity, and they held themselves to a very high standard of ethical behavior. And I wanted this person on my team as much as anyone else I've ever managed. However, they just were not made for sales. When the time came to let them go, we had a very candid conversation, and it went something like this. I want you to be successful in whatever you do. I know you've given this job your all. It just appears that you're not only in the wrong seat, but you're on the wrong bus altogether. You're just not made for sales. The longer you stay on this bus trying to make it work, the longer it's going to be before you get on the right bus for you. They agreed and they left the company. Years later, I reconnected with them. They had started a new career altogether, and we're doing great with incredible success. And you know what? We've remained friends to this day. When it comes to marriage, you've got to want to be on the marriage bus. You have to want what married life is. Also, you have to be in the right seat on the bus, doing your God-given part to make the marriage successful. That means husbands doing what God intended husbands to do, and wives doing what God intended for wives to do. Both people have to be on the same page and accept their God-given seats or roles on the marriage bus. So with that in mind, let's see what God says about the husband's role in marriage. And we're going to read several verses, and then we'll make comments about them. Let's start with Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. I want you to notice he says, submit to one another. That's very important. Verse 22, for wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. Ephesians 5:25. For husbands, this means, in other words, submitting to one another. For husbands, submitting to one another means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it's an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Now, let's look at Titus chapter 2 and verse 2. Here the Bible says, teach the older men to exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, and to live wisely. They must have sound faith and be filled with love and patience. Now, one final passage of scripture in 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. In these three different sections of the Bible, God describes for us the role of the husband. Remember, the first step in fulfilling this role is to be the individual person God tells us to be, believers and followers of Jesus. We discussed this in detail in our last lesson, Roles and Responsibility in Marriage. Once we are the person God wants us to be, then we can focus on the specifics of our role. The role of both husband and wife are summed up in one word, submission. Submission to Jesus first and foremost, and then to each other. Someone may say, but I thought the wife was to submit to the husband, not the other way around. Well, the Bible does talk about the submission of the wife to her husband. However, we quite often forget that Ephesians 5:21 says that we are to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Submission is a two-way street when it comes to roles in marriage. Husbands are to submit to their wives just as much as the wives are to submit to their husbands. And we don't talk much about that, but that's exactly what the Bible teaches. Ephesians 5 describes what that looks like for both husband and wife. After telling us to submit to one another in Ephesians 5:21, Ephesians 5:22 begins like this. For wives, this means, and then down in verse 25, it starts like this. For husbands, this means, and then of course he explains it. God doesn't just tell us to submit to one another, but he also explains what it means or what it looks like in real life for both the husband and the wife. So here's what it looks like for the husband to submit to his wife. And we'll talk about what that looks like for the wife in our next lesson. So what does it look like for the husband to submit to the wife? Well, here we go. Number one, it means that he loves her as Christ loves the church. Ephesians 5:25. Let's go back up here and look at that real quick. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, and he gave up his life for her. So what does it mean to love your wife like Christ loved the church? It means that we sacrifice, the husband is to sacrifice his own needs for the needs of his wife. Christ gave up his life and died for the church because he loved it. And he says that's how the husband is to love his wife. You can't be selfish and fulfill your God-given role as husband. This doesn't mean the husband never gets his needs met. It just means his first priority is to the needs of his wife. Also, this is not referring to wants. It's all about doing the right thing, as we talked about in our previous lesson. So what does it mean to submit to your wife, husbands? Means you love her like Christ loved the church. Number two, it means you make her a better person. Excuse me. In Ephesians 5:26 and 27, the Bible teaches that Jesus gave himself up for the church so that the church could be made holy in the eyes of God. As believers, we were made better because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Well, that's what a husband does for his wife when he sacrifices for her. His character, leadership, and godliness should make his wife a better person because of how he treats her and the example he sets for her and the family. And number three, the husband submits to his wife because he is to love his wife as his own body. Ephesians 5, 28 and 29. This means that the husband takes care of his wife and provides for her. He makes her feel safe, both physically and emotionally. This doesn't mean that the wife should not and cannot help with providing for the home, but God says it's ultimately the husband's responsibility. And number four, what does it look like for a husband to submit to his wife? It means he's fully committed to his wife, Ephesians 5:31. The Bible teaches that the husband is to leave his parents and be joined to his wife, and they are to become one. When a man or woman chooses to get married, it means they're forming their own family unit, which will now take priority over the old family unit they came from. Marriage means it's time to cut the apron strings from mom and dad and become your own family. When this does not happen, it can cause lots of problems, and we'll actually discuss some of that in a later lesson. Number five, what does it mean for the husband to submit to his wife? It means he's to earn his wife's respect. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says that men are to be worthy of respect. So how do we earn the respect of our wives? Well, the rest of the verse gives us a synopsis of how it can be done. So let's look at these things. First of all, we earn our wife's respect when we exercise self-control. Don't lose your temper. Don't give in to selfish desires. Be disciplined in your life and do the right thing. Now remember, this is what we strive to do. But we're all still sinners and we're going to make mistakes. We will be guilty at times of not doing these things. We may lose our temper. We may give in to selfish desires. And we may not be the example we're supposed to be. But God teaches when that happens that we are to seek forgiveness and then get up and keep going. Making a mistake does not mean failure unless we quit. That's why God says we have to love each other and be patient with each other, making allowance for our mistakes in Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3. Number two, we earn our wife's respect by living wisely. What does that mean? Make wise decisions for your family. Include your wife in the decision-making process and value her input. Follow the principles of the Bible and trust God for the results. And do this together. That's what it means to live wisely. Number three, we earn the respect of our wives when we have sound faith. Walk with God in your daily life. Desire to be the man God wants you to be. Grow in your faith and help your family grow in their faith. Be the spiritual leader of your home. You do that and you will earn your wife's respect. And then finally, number four, we earn our wives' respect when we're filled with love and patience. Let your wife know how much you love her and be patient with her, your children, and yourself, especially when mistakes are made. If a man will strive to do these things, he will be worthy of respect and he'll earn the respect of his wife and family. Number six, what does it mean for a husband to submit to his wife? It means he is to honor his wife, 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. The word honor here is the idea of giving respect, to place a value. A husband is to show respect for his wife and one that is of the highest value to him. Let her know she's valued. Number seven, we submit to our wives when we treat them with understanding. 1 Peter 3, 7. The word used here, understanding, is referring, first of all, to the knowledge of how God instructs a man to treat his wife. Treat her the way God says to treat her because you understand what God says. A man who doesn't know what God says about how to treat his wife can't treat her with understanding. Second of all, I believe it refers to the responsibility of the man to know his wife, what she needs, how to care for her. This comes from a lifetime of living as husband and wife and learning how to love each other better. And then finally, number eight, a husband submits to his wife when he treats her as his equal. 1 Peter 3:7. We've already talked about the fact that the man and the woman need each other, and they cannot live in marriage independent of each other. One is not more important or superior to the other. In 1 Peter 3:7, God says it point blank as he addresses the husband. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. If somehow our society could just get a grip on this truth, we can live a much happier life. God loves both men and women the same, and he wants the best for each of their lives. In order for us to experience the best out of life, God has given each of us roles to fulfill in marriage that if we follow God's plan for the home, we will know joy and peace like nothing we've ever experienced. Our problem is that we've forgotten the Bible. We've distorted the Bible, and we've allowed society and the world to define our life and tell us how we're supposed to live. And quite frankly, it's not working. So to conclude, the role of the husband is clearly defined in the Bible and is nothing like what the world says. If men will be the men God tells them to be, submitting themselves to their wives in this biblical way, then women will be able to follow suit and be the women God intended them to be. Men, be biblical men, and that will make it easier for women to be biblical women. Next time, we're going to look at the role of the wife, and we're going to talk about what submission looks like for her. Let's pray. Father, thank you once again for allowing us to be able to be together and study your word. Please use your word to strengthen our lives and our marriages. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining. I look forward to seeing you next time.